In Libya today, there are reports that one of Muammar Gaddafi's sons wants to negotiate his own surrender. Saadi Gaddafi has reportedly told a senior rebel military commander that he wants to give himself up, provided certain guarantees. Meanwhile, the rebels have given Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte until Saturday to hand over the city peacefully, or they say they will launch an all-out attack.
We turn now to Libya's capital, where people are celebrating the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports that Tripoli residents are cautiously optimistic about the future, despite some very real challenges in the present.
Eid al-Fitr is always a time of joyous celebration in the Muslim world. The long fasting month is over, and friends and family gather together, exchanging gifts and sharing meals. But here in Tripoli, Alaa al-Najah says it has a special resonance because of the rebel takeover of the capital.
This is the big Eid this year. We haven't seen Eid before like that. In my life, I haven't seen the people like that, especially the children.
Al-Najah helped organize this neighborhood party at a local school. Dozens of children and their parents have gathered here this Eid, eating cake and playing. Everyone donated some money and pitched in with supplies.
So I'm in one of the rooms here at the center, and it's littered with crayons and markers and pieces of paper. And the children here are drawing. And what they're drawing, I think, is indicative of the way people say that they feel. They say that this is more than a celebration of Eid. This is a celebration of their very freedom. And all the children here are drawing pictures of the new Libyan flag, something that would have gotten them arrested here only 2 weeks ago.
Ten-year-old Jihad Anas has a gash on his forehead, suffered after he sneaked out with his older brother, who was fighting Gaddafi loyalists in his Tripoli neighborhood of Fashloum 10 days ago. He says he used to secretly draw the rebel flag at home and then rip up the pictures so no one would see. But while people are enjoying what they call their liberation, life in the capital is a struggle. There is limited water, electricity, services, and money. The banks opened for the first time yesterday, and they were mobbed with people desperate to withdraw funds to buy much-needed supplies for their Eid festivities. Houter Mahmoud Zaglout says she was turned away. She hasn't been able to get money out for months, and she's living hand-to-mouth. And even people who have the funds are finding it hard to make the money last.
Expensive, very expensive, very expensive.
At the butchers, people line up to buy lamb. Omar Khalifa says food prices have almost trebled in the past few weeks, and food is scarce. Because there's no regular deliveries into the capital, shopkeepers can charge whatever they want, he says. For now, everyone seems to be accepting the situation here with equanimity. But the longer this goes on, the less patience people will have. The challenge for the new rebel leadership will be to get the country up and running as quickly as possible. At the neighborhood party, English teacher Huda Shagleb says the aftermath of 42 years of brutal dictatorship and 6 months of war will not be easy.
It will take a long time, I think, to get better.
The children and their parents move to a room to cut what looks like a birthday cake covered in a rebel flag made out of icing. Huda ululates as the candles are lit. With huge smiles, those gathered this Eid sing the rebel national anthem. It's the first time people here say they've sung it publicly, though they all know the words. Whatever the future brings, at this moment, in this place, the message is clear. Libyans have made their voices heard, and they won't be silenced again. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Tripoli.